Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And we are here for another episode of A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. Today we're going to be talking and discussing Lesson 263. And I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. And we're excited to be here with you on this journey into A Course in Miracles. So before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. My holy vision sees all things as pure.
God, your mind created all that is. Your spirit entered into it. Your love gave life to it. And would I look upon what you created as if it could be made sinful? I would not perceive such dark and fearful images. A mad man's dream is hardly fit to be my choice instead of all the loveliness with which you blessed creation, all its purity, its joy, and its eternal quiet home in you.
And while we still remain outside the gate of heaven, let us look on all we see through the holy vision and the eyes of Christ. Let all appearances seem pure to us, that we may pass them by in innocence and walk together to our Father's house as brothers and sisters and the holy children of God. My holy vision sees all things as pure. And so it is. Let's take another brief moment again together to enjoy a moment of silence. Indeed, there is peace in the mind when we allow ourselves to be silent, to be in a meditative state of mind, which is really, all things considered, to just be present, to not be frustrated about our expectations, to not be angry or upset with ourselves about the past, that is, what we haven't gotten accomplished, or the future, what we can't seem to get accomplished, whatever it may be. Being present is to just be in the now moment without judgment. And so in this lesson, when he says to see with the eyes of Christ, through holy vision and the eyes of Christ, that's not something that the ego can really accomplish, because it can only see through fear, because that is its vision. Its vision is fear, its vision is guilt, its vision is judgment, its vision is separation. And it doesn't know peace, and it cannot know peace, because it has separated itself from peace. An illusory separation, nonetheless, it appears to be real in our day-to-day lives when pressure and situations and things, relationships and economies and politics and what have you, comes into our experience. And each and every one of those are teachers, lessons that can be learned by simply remembering to take that good deep breath and be present. Just allow and accept. And we do that by joining in that good deep breath when we come to center with our higher self. A Course in Miracles says the Holy Spirit. And it also says, the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. So when I allow myself to do that today, surely there is more peace. There's more health. There's more vibrancy. There's more love. It's a higher octave, a higher vibration. And today, I make a commitment to be more at peace.
I join you in that commitment and invite those who listen to commit to some verity that represents this lesson today. My holy vision sees all things as pure. One way for me to practice this today is that when I behold impurity, when I behold inequity, when my feeling tone suggests something other than peace, other than joy, other than the purity and quiet sense of being at home in God, those are all just wake-up calls to practice what we practice here, to practice, to take that breath as we practice together before we enter the lesson. And in this particular prayer, I find it to be so beautiful. It does say, Father, which I said, God, your mind created all that is. Your spirit entered into it. Your love gave life to it. I love the beautiful sequence of that, from mind to spirit to life. And that we can behold the loveliness of it all. And when I'm beholding something that isn't lovely, I know I'm looking through the eyes of perception, the eyes of ego, with the expectation that things ought to be different than what they are. And when I'm in that, I'm not present and I can't see clearly. And so today is a day to surrender the vision of myself, my personality self, my ego self, and I surrender that vision moment by moment, breath by breath. When it comes into my awareness, my holy vision sees all things as pure. That I may see through the eyes of Christ, beyond the appearances that I perceive. I am grateful for this practice and this reminder today.
Me too. Thank you for joining us today. My holy vision sees all things as pure. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send